Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What a lovely song coming out by him. They wasn't. Actually, that one is still to come. Anyway, it is a beautiful Monday afternoon. Welcome, welcome. Still on the second hour of Monday's edition of Spectrum. I must say, it's really been, I've been having great conversations with the team from Heartlines. And on the line today, I've got to Babu Jeff Cele. Babu Jeff, good afternoon and welcome back.
Good afternoon to you, Luca. Great to be back.
And we're discussing hashtag Beyond 16 Days, amplifying children's voices against GBV. We're back at it. I love it.
Yes.
Now, Bob Jeff, while we are on that, the past 2 weeks we spoke a lot about the importance of fathers and men in general and the role that they play in eradicating GBV. Before we delve into our next topic, perhaps a recap, why are fathers important in this conversation around eradicating violence against women and children?
Man, great question there, Luco. And then I want to say, maybe it might sound like we are repeating ourselves in these messages, but repetition makes life better. but we need to repeat these things so that they become or become, and be, it become a new way of social culture or social norms that we live by. We're saying when a dad is positively involved in the child's life, it decreases the risk of the child being a victim. Remember, we spoke about a child that could fall into particular other challenges, social ills in the community that you have, part of which would be the perpetrator of violence itself or be a victim of violence themselves. And a loving, caring man will not abuse or violate their children or his children, or any other for that matter, wherever they are. So that's why it's important that we continue to speak to the same message and challenge people. So when it comes to a long-term prevention of GBV, it actually starts at the home where we teach them while they are young. Remember last week we spoke about the first 1,000 days of a born child. They're very critical in shaping them, shaping their thinking, and shaping and many other things. So it starts with fathers and men playing a positive role in children's life, creating a caring home, a good space, affirming them as young as they could be. Which when they get to a particular stage, they have a particular voice, they've got a son that's correcting them in love and molding out to the young boys how to treat girls as women with respect and how to have respect for themselves as young men and going to be better citizens of the country.
Wow. Now let's shift to today's conversation, Baba. We want to talk a bit today about hearing the voices of children in our wrestle against GBV. Tell us more.
Man, I like that. I like the way you said wrestle because against GBV, because it is a wrestle, of course. It is a battle. It's a fight. It's a tussle. It's tussling for power. Mm. And someone has to take back the power. Somebody has to win this. But as Christians, as the people of God, the people of faith, we have been given everything that we need in life to live a godly life. That's what the word says. And we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. So again, as we enter this space, so we need also, as parents, caregivers, spiritual fathers, social fathers, the list is endless. We want coaches who love the Lord in the sporting field. We wrestle in prayer on behalf of our children. We win it in the spirit. Mm. We wrestle by how we as men treat our wives, treat any other women with respect. We wrestle when we go against the norms that are saying one gender is better than the other, women are lower. We quote particular lines. And we wrestle against GBV, of course, when we don't encourage quoting jokes that rather honor each other's dignity. So our boy children need to grow up knowing very well that they were created in the image of God and that they can model this character, this kind of a lifestyle, these values of a loving father, and they can be brave and also caring. And also our girl child need to know they were created in the image of God and that their beauty and strength is defined by the loving father. So, I mean, here's the last point. When we laid this good foundation for mutual respect from home, when they were young, when we are still shaping their voice, their thinking, or their identity, it begins to affirm them or affirm their identity as children of God, made in the image of God. It also says in the likeness of God. Then our children can take their stand and make their voice to be heard in the community as far as this church is concerned.
I love this because we were also talking about them finding their voice last week, you know. So I really love that we get to touch on that again. Now, speaking of children making their voices heard, Fathers Matter has recently published a research report called Amplifying Children's Unfiltered Perspectives on Fatherhood. Tell us more about this.
I'm not a researcher. I'm not a qualified researcher, but the team that works around this, hopefully the early next year, or they'll come in and talk to the manager of the space. There's a good high-level summary that we can talk to. So our team conducted the research in three provinces with children aged between 10 and 16 about how they perceived a good data and a bad data in their spaces. So the report also highlights the impact of fathers' absence. Remember, we talked about fathers' absence on the youth behaviors and how young people interact with each other. So the last point, so the research report speaks about the children's family experiences, their peer relationships at school and in the community. So these are spaces where young people find themselves in most of the time. And their perspective around fatherhood and the results were very, very interesting.
I can imagine.
We'll come in and talk to you sometime when you have time.
Yes,
and we'll get
please.
A better understanding of this.
I'd definitely love to hear an update on that one. Must be really interesting. So tell me about, Jeff, what were some of the most interesting observations from the children's research report? Because I do believe at least you've had a bit of a glance on it.
I mean, sitting in that session, it was painful to hear what our children are going through, what our country is going through. But yeah, here's a few pointers that I remember sitting in that session. Some key things. A good father, number one, in the eyes of children, is one who actively cares intentionally for them by fulfilling these few basic needs. Just basic needs, not luxury. The go-bash. Where children would need stuff.
Yeah.
And a bad father, in contrast to that, is seen as someone who's irresponsible and doesn't see the needs of his children. And that hurts the children. But Ubaba doesn't see that I need that, that I have to go there, that I should be there. This is how I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, the next point was that for the children, a good father is someone who loves them unconditionally. Also qualifying a love unconditionally, which provides encouragement and offers guidance. Qualifying unconditionally doesn't say you take all the wrong, but when you challenge them in love, you've warned them. They'll know that I'm getting a hiding or I'm getting a scolding, but it's all in love. Love will never be mixed up. Fathers, it's important. And finally, this one, a father is important because he can protect you.
Sure.
So children place a great value on a father defending against anything, potential danger that could be there. So that's a big one for ending gender-based violence and other risks facing our young people. So our young children are saying one of our biggest defenses against gender-based violence is the father who loves, who loves us, who cares for us, who is there, provides basic needs, who protects. I know I can go wherever, but Utata is there.
Exactly.
That's there. For young people, that's there.
He's my safety net.
Definitely. Our children need to step up as loving providers and protectors. So we need to train them. When I train people, where you ask people to do moves, where I contrast myself between what I do as an action and a voice. And people will easily follow my action than what I'm asking them to do with my words.
Yeah.
And that says children will easily take what you show them.
That's true.
Than what you say. So when you show it and say it, it's even easier. The cycle of abuse stops when fathers mold in living environment or loving environment for their children. And that's the drill that we are pushing for fathers to do. And that's the recovery from the church. Yeah.
That is so true. That is so true. And you know, Baba, just to add on that, I find that sometimes we are, like you're saying, the action, what you do, some look at what you do. And I've picked it up with some people as well, where your children watch what you do. They know it's wrong. And they fight against it. It could be physical abuse. They fight against the urge to later abuse their spouses when they're much older.
Oh.
However, the emotionally and mentally, they still get to that end where they treat their partners or their counterparts as if they're nothing. Physically, I'm doing right. But emotionally, they speak anyhow because there's still a certain level of influence and a certain way they saw. Their partners just become subjects because, hey, this is the only look and idea I have of a partner, of a wife.
Yeah.
So it's very dangerous. What we do really models how our children might just turn out to be.
And they look at us and see these good machos, and they start taking any and everything we do.
Mm.
So if by any chance I'm doing a wayward, out of the way thing, they'll take that.
Exactly.
And that becomes their lifestyle.
Exactly. That's just the thing. So where can people find out more, and where to from here?
Man, the full children's research report can be downloaded for free. Go fathersmatter.org.za. Fathers Matter. .org.za. Look, where to from here? Are we saying as father or social father or father figure, we need to step it up as carers, as protectors of children. We need to be, I always say we need to be intentional and say we want to see an outcome. And if I want to see a particular outcome, I need to do particular in things. So as men, we need to stop degrading women and treat them with respect at every place. Even if we teach them to treat their counterparts at school, at lower grades, we teach them at that life.
Yeah.
And as men, we need to call out the image of God in ourselves and in other men. When we know and live out our identity, the children of the loving Father, surely, that's how we eradicate DBV once and for all. And I'm saying, Malachi Bible, we are made in the image and after the likeness. We will actually show these fruits of God, who is a loving Father, a creating Father, who creates faith, love, employment. And we're saying that's how we're going to start eradicating ECBV once and for all and be a winning nation. Look.
Wow. Baba, you know, I can't let you go without giving us the father coaches. Now, the coach, father coach, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Yes, please. A dad is in need right now. And they're like, I'm underneath. Yes, I don't feel like I'm doing very good with this fatherhood thing. Who do I call on?
Yeah. Well, I'm inviting the fathers, the father figures, even the women out there, men, women, everybody, to the father coach. Sign up on in the WhatsApp line and say the number at 0605058508.
Yes.
It's 060-058-2107. Once more, 060-058-2107. Just say hi. It responds to you. You follow the prompt. You are in. The coach talks to you.
Babu Jeff, thank you so much. We'll do this again next week. Thank you. Thank you so much. God
thank
bless and have
you.
A great day further.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.